Tim Mayer is on the city council and joins us every Tuesday morning. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Is it fun to see the great state of Indiana in the national spotlight as we will be the only primary next Tuesday? The burning bright lights, the backroom deals, the buses rolling through, the stumping. Ooh!
Well, I think it's fun for all citizens to watch the election unfold. Why not? You know, and it's I think it's especially nice because we're the only primary next Tuesday, so we'll get a lot of attention from the national candidates.
Making their way through our state, Hillary Clinton. She was up in the northwestern part of the state. Bill Clinton is in her campaign office in Indianapolis today. We heard Donald Trump is going to have Bob Knight with him tomorrow night's event at the Indiana State Fair Coliseum. John Kasich, who had some kind of deal about not campaigning in Indiana, will be here for a fundraising dinner tonight. This stuff is fantastic theater, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. It's the best drama in town, let's face it.
Well, you can't make it up. Nobody in a reality, no one's going to buy that script.
No, and you know, we get Bobby Knight back in the state for a little bit.
So sure.
That's fun. Why not, you know?
There's a deal. There's not a deal. I'm not acting on the deal. I didn't say there was a deal. Well, there's kind of a deal, but not really a deal. It's no big deal. Well, which kind of deal? It's let's make a deal. That's what it sounds like. Where's Monty Hall when we need him?
Exactly.
I'll take what's behind curtain number two, Monty. You want the envelope on the floor. Tim joined us to talk about heavy-hitting local issues as well. We know the primary election will be a week from today, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tim, then let the listeners know about your involvement with the voting process.
My wife Sue and I count absentee ballots at the county clerk's office, the election part of the county government, and typically that'll take us about 6 hours that day.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to doing that.
That's with an hour lunch break, right?
You just kind of eat between counting.
Between the polling sites reporting and bringing in their bags of numbers. Now, we talk about absentee ballots. Monday, yesterday, was the last time to request one by mail. I know that. How have you heard the early numbers on early voting? Have you heard the early numbers on any of that? Because obviously with this new backroom deal between Kasich and Cruz, that makes things a little bit more interesting.
No, I have not heard anything on the election. Sue and I just show up next Tuesday morning and go to
count
work.
Away. Watch those paper cuts, though. Very, very,
exactly.
They sting.
Exactly.
Now, do you have a special pair of gloves you bring? How does that work?
No.
You just bring your Nalene water bottle and an extra handkerchief in case you have to start rifling through them.
Yeah.
There you go. Hang in there. Now, front page of today's paper today, we see the city council will be involved in a new process, and that process is vetting a new fire chief. Tell us about what you know about that.
Well, what I know is what you know.
Good.
In the paper, but it does come of a bit of surprise that the council will have a voice in hiring, because evidently the law basically says that unless a person has worked for the fire department within 5 years or five years, that then the council becomes involved and has to give its stamp of approval as well. So I read it in the same paper that you read it in. So we'll hear more from the administration as how they want to proceed, but.
Well, you've been in city government a long time, correct?
That's correct.
And when you get, I don't want to say stumped, I don't think that's the right word, but you haven't seen this before.
You know, I'm just reflecting back. We did have a fire chief, Kathy Saunders, who came from out of state at the time. She actually had been the council attorney, moved away from the state, and then came back to the state. And became our fire chief, and I don't recall, because it was quite a while ago, I don't know if they enacted that procedure or not. I just can't recall, but we have had somebody from outside the department come and be fire chief in the past, so that is true, yeah.
But you just don't remember the...
Yeah, I don't remember the procedure. I remember there was a selection committee because I was on that committee, but I don't recall whether the city council had to lend its voice to the hiring of that particular chief.
So is this essentially just a formality then?
You know, typically a mayor picks their department heads, and a fire chief is a department head, and typically the council will defer to the mayor's choice. So I would have to assume that that will be the case in this situation.
Is this somewhat like what we see on the national basis, that Congress can not accept the president's appointment?
The Senate confirmation hearings.
Have you got that possibility in this issue?
Well, I suspect it is. And we being the council, haven't had a chance to talk with our staff and see what their position is. But from what I read, you know, on the surface of it, we do have approval power. So,
but you wouldn't if he had selected from somebody already on the fire department
that had been there 5 years.
That's the way I understand. Okay. How the law reads. Yes.
No, and I'm not asking you to put words in anybody's mouth. I'm just looking for your theory.
Oh, you would never do that.
Theory or angle, did we need to go outside the department to find a new chief, or had you heard any rumblings that might be the case?
Well, again, it's the mayor's prerogative to hire their department heads, and Mayor Hamilton did make it pretty clear that he was doing a national search for a number of department heads.
Well, yeah, and again, that's interesting because we always talk about Bloomington's a hip place. We're highly educated. We've got smart people all around us, but we're looking to all four corners of the globe to help run our city. That's an interesting look at things, and I'd love to hear how the fire people at the fire department think, because there's always someone who thinks, well, that's going to be my job once this person leaves.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We've got we know drama. So we'll keep an eye on all of that stuff. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He sits on the Bloomington City Council, who's had a light workload this spring. What time's the meeting tomorrow, Tim?
Well, that's the surprise news. We're not meeting again tomorrow because we do have no legislation for second reading. So we had no legislation for first reading last week, so we have no legislation to work on this week. But we will come back to it on May 4th, which is a week from tomorrow. And the first thing we will pick up...
You're going to be tired.
Yeah, I think so. We will pick up the historic designation issue and hopefully find a resolution to that issue. So,
Tim, let me ask you a question. What's going on now that's different than when in previous times, previous mayor, you guys met all the time? Why are
brand new?
What's happening now?
Brand new tenure would be my guess.
Well, does the mayor set the meetings or cause the meetings to happen, or how does that all happen?
Well, typically the let me rephrase that. The administration typically brings forward the majority of the legislation that the city council will hear, regardless of whichever mayor it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor Hamilton is from my observation is taking cautious steps to get his team in place and to start to work on that legislation. So that will be coming forward at some point in time in the near future. We've already had some discussions with the mayor regarding the budget as to how the budget process will proceed, and they are working on that. They, being his administration, are working on how the council will be involved in the budgeting process, because the council just does not meet and discuss the budget that comes forward from the administration. The council is involved early on in the budget discussions as to priorities and issues that we want to see reflected in that budget. So
are there very many additional appointments left?
Well, let's see. We have a planning director. A public works director has not been filled yet, to my knowledge. Fire has been filled.
You got an acting deputy mayor.
Acting deputy mayor. We don't know how that's going to be resolved at this point. So deputy mayor and public works, I think, are probably the two outstanding.
Okay.
And, there's work before us to work on. We are currently in the process of working on the social service funding, which is a subcommittee of the council. We're going through applications now, and we'll meet in early May. I'm sorry, I don't have the date in front of me. We will invite people in to discuss their applications in early May. I think it's May 5th, but I don't want to be quoted on that. So you know, council is busy, and we do things outside of the Wednesday night meeting, and so there is work. I know there's a neighborhood meeting tonight regarding the transformer station for Duke Energy in the
is that really controversial, area. Tim? Is it the location that's controversial?
I'm hearing rumblings that people are not very excited about having a power station located at that location. So, mm-hmm.
But there's no question that something is needed in that area?
From my understanding, yes.
I don't think they pick random areas on that. If somebody needs
development in that area is incredible.
If you think about the development that has occurred.
Right. And hasn't occurred yet that's mm-hmm. going to occur.
And then, that's right, and then the development that will occur, I think there obviously is a need to.
And for people who didn't see that story, that is 11th Street and Rogers.
That's correct.
Just north of the Upland Complex, for lack mm-hmm. of a better.
Yes, it's where Bender Lumber.
Yeah, where the twist goes under the bridge, right?
Has the truck park.
Yeah, has
the truck park
on the northwest corner.
Beauty shop, yes.
Before you go under the other bridge or over the other bridge.
That is correct. It's a triangular shaped piece of land. So, from what I understand from the proposal is Duke has worked to make the site as unobtrusive as possible, and it's heavily landscaped, and that's what I know about it. So, but they will be meeting tonight to talk with the neighbors and get their opinions and see what can go forward. I don't know if there's an alternative site or not. But from what I understand, the power is necessary at some point in time. Again, because you have the tech park coming online, you have all the potential housing coming online on the west side of Rogers Street. The Bender Lumber site itself is in play as they have moved their operation to Ellettsville. So, a lot of things going on.
Good. Well, we wouldn't have it any other way. And
exactly.
We'll get caught up with you next Tuesday. We'll get the pregame coverage before you go count ballots. We'd like to hear to go behind the scenes, see what your warm-up entails, your diet, your day leading up to that. That's good. It's a long day into a long night there.
Got to put the wrist guards on and get ready to go.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Get the abacus, dust off the abacus from last year.
I dusted it off. It's ready to go.
You'll have to show me how to work one of those sometime.
A little while ago, I was looking out to the south, and the sky was very dark, but now it's lightened up again. So
isolated thunderstorms this morning, but this afternoon and this evening is going to be the time when I don't think we're going to be able to dodge them. But Bloomington's in a weird little spot. We'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully, we just want everybody to be prepared if it does roll through. I think that's the key, because we've had such a very mild spring to begin with.
That's right. And but we still need the rain. So.
We will, and it looks like in the next couple of days we will get that. If not, sadly, the weekend is involved as well. Great stuff as always. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to getting caught up with you tomorrow. Next Tuesday.
We will meet again 7:30 on May 4th.
May 4th.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
That will be May 4th, a week from Wednesday from the Bloomington City Council. We'll talk to Tim on next Tuesday, Election Day, and get you ready to go, everything you need to know on that day as well. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.